tell you in just a minute. All right, gang, listen up. Have you ever heard the expression making lemonade out of lemons?
No.
No? Okay, well, let me explain it. You see, sometimes in life, things aren't good. Okay? And you have a choice. You can either talk about how sour life is, or you can make lemonade from the lemons and make a good drink. And a lot of people looked at all this snow and ice as something terrible. Now, there's reasons why snow and ice can be terrible. What are some of them? What are some bad things from having too much snow or too much ice? Frostbite, very good, sir. Huh? Wrecks, very good. What? Snowstorms. No electricity. No water. I know that some school district, Caddo Gap area, is not meeting because they don't have any water, or possibly not. And you realize that snow, what are some of the fun things you can do in snow?
Build a snowman.
Build a snowman. Snow fort?
Snowball.
Okay.
Snowball fights.
Snowball fights? Anything else fun?
Igloos.
What?
Igloos.
Igloos? Snow ice cream. Yeah, you got it. See, two of the biggest kids I know are Julie and me, and we thought, well, we're going to have some snow ice cream. So our first concoction is right here. We went out and got some fresh snow, made sure there weren't any birds in it and stuff like that. We'll make sure it's not yellow. Yeah, we don't want yellow snow. And I don't know how it'd be yellow, do you? Oh, never mind. But anyway, this is, let me see here. Oh, that's good. That's vanilla. Very good. So what we did, we took the snow and we put condensed milk, isn't that right, Julie? And 2 teaspoons of vanilla, and we made vanilla ice cream, and we've enjoyed it, and it's very good. Well, we also, 2 days later, ooh, a little ice, 2 days later, Julie goes, well, let's make mint chocolate chip. So I go out to the freezer, the front yard, and I get a batch of snow, and we made some excellent mint chocolate chip ice cream out of the snow.
Did you try to make lemonade?
No, we didn't try making any lemonade. No, we didn't. But we did something else. We made ice marbles.
What?
You know what ice marbles are?
It's
kind of a snowball. What we did is we took the balloons and put colored water in them, set them outside, let them freeze, and then the next day we took the balloons off and we put them on the front porch area, and it was really cool. And so what we were doing was taking something that could be bad and making something good out of it. And there's a Bible verse that talks about that we always need to remember. It's Romans 8:28, and it says this, and we know that for those who love God, all things work together for good for those who are called according to His purpose. So the snow, which could be bad, and there are people in Texas that are freezing to death and all kinds of things. Snow could be bad. That's right. People die. We had some good out of it. Okay? So remember, when bad things happen, you have a choice. You have a choice to look for what God's going to do good.
We didn't want it at all.
Yes.
That's it.
You went sledding like that? Oh, snow angels. Yeah, that's another thing. All right, let's pray. Lord, help these kids to remember when bad things happen, to look for You to bring good out of them. We thank You that You do that. We ask this in Jesus' name. Amen. All right.